Welcome to Today on Broadway for Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. First off, thank you to everyone who has served and is serving our country, either overseas or here at home in some sort of military deployment. We could not have the freedoms we have to go out and protest, to vote, or to make our thoughts and hopes and fears known publicly if it wasn't for the people who courageously and bravely stand up to protect those freedoms. So on this Veterans Day, especially this week, it's very important to recognize those people and to thank them publicly. So to everybody out there listening, to anybody out there who is a friend or loved one of someone who is or has served, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. So first off, if you are still in kind of a post-election day funk, I have the perfect cure for you. Today, in whatever hour it airs where you are, it's technically the 10 a.m. hour, but in some places it's preempted for other coverage and then aired later. Tony nominee and Broadway dreamboat Andrew Rannells will be co-hosting the final hour of the Today Show, along with Hoda Kotb, as Kathy Lee Gifford is out for the day. I've had the opportunity to talk with Andrew and interview Andrew. He is fantastic. Obviously, he's currently co-starring in the Broadway revival of Falsetto, so I'm sure there will be much talk about that. Other guests set to appear are Celia Ward, Thandie Newton, and Sting. Not a bad lineup for Mr. Rannells to get his first co-hosting job with. All right, on to the news. Yesterday, Deadline Hollywood's Jeremy Gerard wrote a pretty long and in-depth story about New York's two most prominent newspapers, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, cutting back on their film, theater, and arts coverage due to plummeting advertising revenue. Earlier this year, the New York Times stopped covering theater and restaurants and other arts in the New York City metro area and cut ties with a lot of longtime stringers who are freelance reporters who covered those things. And now it looks like they're going to be cutting back even more on film and theater reviews. The New York Times apparently had a third quarter advertising revenue drop of 19%. Likewise, due to falling revenue, the News Corp-owned Wall Street Journal is cutting its Greater New York section, which it introduced 6 years ago to compete with the New York Times local coverage. That content will be folded into the paper's A section. And this cut for the Wall Street Journal comes in the wake of a 12% decline in domestic advertising, according to News Corp. The three dozen reporters, editors, and production people who work on the Greater New York section for the Wall Street Journal have been told to reapply for the 16 jobs. Obviously, that's devastating for the reporters and the editors and the staff members that are losing their jobs. But from a theater standpoint, these are the two largest papers in the New York City area. And this comes on the heels of the New York Post, the New York Daily News, and USA Today all eliminating their full-time theater critics in recent months. This is a big hit for theater fans who rely on these two newspapers to give thoughtful, independent theater reviews and news and information. So I guess that means that things like, well, obviously us and Broadway World and other websites are going to have to pick up the slack. But obviously that's not easy. Most of the things that are in this new space of internet and podcasts and things like that don't have the cultural prestige or cachet of the Wall Street Journal or New York Times. So it'll be interesting to see how that gap is made up. We will see exactly how these cuts manifest themselves in these two papers in the coming weeks and months. But hopefully, knocking on wood, it's not too bad. Yesterday, producer Jordan Roth announced that American Express card presale was now live and active and online for two-time Tony Award winner Kevin Kline's Broadway return in Noel Coward's uproarious comedy Present Laughter. Audience Rewards members will have access to tickets beginning on November 18th, and tickets will go on sale to the general public beginning on Monday, November 28th. Kevin Kline makes his long-awaited return to Broadway for the first time in a decade, directed by Tony Award nominee Moritz von Stupnagel. This strictly limited engagement will mark Kevin Kline's return to Broadway's St. James Theater, the site of his first Tony Award-winning turn in On the 20th Century. Performances for Present Laughter begin March 10, 2017, with an opening night set for Wednesday, April 5th. Today marks the first preview performance of the world premiere musical The Band's Visit over at the Atlantic Theater Company. With music and lyrics by David Yazbek and a book by Itamar Moses, the musical is directed by David Cromer, and it tells the story of an Egyptian police band arriving in Israel to play a concert, but after a mix-up at the border, they are sent to a remote village in the middle of the desert, With no bus until morning and no hotel in sight, these unlikely travelers are taken in by the locals. Under the spell of the desert sky, their lives become intertwined in the most unexpected ways. The show is led by Tony Shalhoub and John Cariani and has already gotten some buzz for a potential Broadway transfer, probably not this season because of Shalhoub's involvement in the upcoming revival of Arthur Miller's The Price, but if things go well at the Atlantic, don't be surprised if this show ends up on Broadway sometime in 2017. Currently, the Atlantic Theater production is scheduled to run through December 23rd, but like that eventual Broadway transfer, I wouldn't be surprised if this one gets extensions into the new year. And then on Saturday, Playwrights Horizons begins performances of the world premiere play Rancho Vejo from Dan LaFranc, directed by Daniel Alkin. A Playwrights Horizons commission, the synopsis for the show reads, "We never meet young Richie and Lana, whose marriage is on the rocks, but miles and miles away, in the affluent southwestern suburb where their parents live, this couple's separation is disturbing the tranquility of a community they've barely met. In Dan LaFranc's comedy of anxiety and awkward neighbors, the residents of Rancho Vejo drift from one gathering to the next, wrestling life's grandest themes while fending off existential despair set against the lustful, yearning strains of a distant bolero." The show, like the band's visit, is scheduled to run through December 23rd. Moving over to some movie theater-ish news, we finally have confirmation that the new Bradley Cooper Lady Gaga reimagining of A Star Is Born is moving forward and has received an official release date. Warner Brothers said that A Star Is Born will debut in movie theaters on September 28th of 2018. This has been rumored for quite a while, with Gaga and Bradley Cooper being seen dining together, talking about this. Then we heard that perhaps Bradley Cooper was no longer attached, but it looks like he will be directing and co-starring with Gaga in this fourth big screen version of the story. Previous films obviously starred Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson, as well as Judy Garland. Sticking on TV, we've already talked about some of the Broadway productions that are going to be participating in the 90th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade from New York City, but as they often do, CBS will also be bringing performances from actual Broadway theaters from shows not participating in the actual parade. It looks like we're going to be getting additional performances during the parade coverage from the cast of Broadway hit musicals The Color Purple, On Your Feet, and School of Rock. Finally, in Lin-Manuel Miranda's continuing efforts to lift everybody's spirits following the election, he dropped another track from the Hamilton mixtape yesterday. This one is Satisfied, which is performed by Sia, but features Miguel and Queen Latifah. We will have a link so you can check that out in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. And we also heard that Volume 2 of the Hamilton mixtape will be forthcoming. Volume 1 comes out on December 2nd, and you can pre-order it now on Amazon, iTunes, and pretty much anybody willing to take your money to give you music. Alright, again, it's a slow-ish news day, but I have a feeling after everyone comes out of the post-election funk, we'll start hearing some good stuff next week. Maybe some casting for upcoming shows that have been announced, but casting hasn't been complete. There are still some Broadway theaters that are open, so maybe next week we'll get some announcements of shows planning to pop up on Broadway sometime in the spring. All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We did release a new episode yesterday. We actually cut one long episode in half, so this is actually the first half of our most recent recording where Jen and I discuss and rank the major TV networks. We see what their programming tells us their mission statement is, what kind of audience they're looking for, and how well they're doing in trying to cater to that audience and meet that mission statement. Then, because Jen and I like to rank things, we rank the networks as we see them. And I'm going to tell you, we do agree on our favorite network, and I can pretty much guarantee, unless you're paying pretty close attention to what we tweet and say, it might surprise you what network we think is doing the best job right now. All right, have a great Friday. I'm not exactly sure what we're doing for this week on Broadway. Maybe I'll be on it. Maybe James will. We haven't really decided. But either way, I'll be back and I'll talk to you on Monday.